We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chof Tes Sif Dalad. The Kenakas, Midara Moed. Anger is a terrible trait. Royal Adam Lesrachim Menu. A person should do whatever he can to avoid it. V'yagals Atzma Shloi Lechatz. A person should try to get used to not getting angry. Afila Davish Roy Lechatz. Even on something that maybe one could say he has a right to get angry. And even explains that Rizal, if he's doing it for Ruchnis the Ganid, that still doesn't allow Kas. If somebody needs to instill fear into his family, Yaras Atzeref Nemkshu Kois Kadeli Yasram, he should portray as if he's angry. However, internally, he should be calm. Amalei Eliyahu Rabbi Yoh, Rabbi Yehuda, Achved Rav Salach Sida. Eliyahu Navi said to Rabbi Yehuda, the brother of Salach Sida, Loitechas, don't get angry. Shemitayach Hakas, through anger, at the Baal Deichet, you could come to sin. Loit survey, Loitishtaka B'yayin, don't get intoxicated. And you won't come to do our virus. Oid Amar Rabbi Nesen Azal, Chazal also teaches, anyone who gets angry, it's considered as if he's worshipping idols. And all types of Gehenim prevail over a person who gets angry. Remove anger from your heart, and you won't have to be worried about anything bad. Then Ra'al Gehenim, it means Gehenim. Shenem Avagam Rosh L'Yoyim Ra'al. Balei Kas, people who are always angry, Ein Chayeyem Chayim, really don't enjoy life. L'fichach Tzirvel L'Hachik Menakas, a person has to do whatever possible to avoid getting angry. Until he gets accustomed, even things that do get people normally angry will not influence him. And I saw that the Kavayosha brings different schools what to do to avoid kas. One is to say the pasuk Haknani Achiti Amori Hapriz Chivya Vivusi. Another, the Chasam Sofer says, is to hold on to the corner of your beged. The Kavayosha says to look at your tzitzis. And in general, he says that when one puts on his tzitzis or his talis, he should be mispalel. He should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem should help him avoid getting angry. V'zu derech ha-toy v'derech ha-tzadikim. This is the way, the right way, the way of tzadikim. Shem aluvim v'ena oivim. Even when somebody embarrasses them, they don't get embarrassed. Shem chepasim, if people offend them, ain't a mashim, they don't respond. Oysim behava smechem yisurim, whatever they do out of love of Hashem, and they accept yisurim. Aleim akosvayim, regarding these people, the Torah says, vayavav k'tzeis Hashem gvrosoi, they will be strong. Sif, hey, loyelam yaba odna b'shtika, a person should try to get used to being quiet. As it says in Pirkei Avos, Amar ma'at v'sei harbe, say little and do much. He should only speak about what is necessary. And even what's necessary, he shouldn't speak too much. Whoever speaks too much, maybe he can come to sin. And Chazal teaches Lemitzosi Leguf Toy Mishtika. There's nothing healthier than remaining silent. Vamarava Maidik Siv. Mavas V'chaim B'yad Haloshin. The boy Chaim, the one that wants to live, Belishne, is independent. Belishne is by being quiet. The boy Mavas Belishne by talking too much. And of course, a person has to be most careful, even when he does speak, how he speaks. Of course, he should never use nivel peh, improper wording. He should never curse, and he should never use names to inappropriate names, how to call other people. On the contrary, he should always speak in a refined manner, and blessings, brachas, saying nice things should always be part of his vocabulary. I saw that the Ksav Sofer would never call a person who was not, even when they said a mishaberech and they were being mispalled for somebody who was not well, he wouldn't use the word chayla. He didn't want to say a person is sick. He wouldn't use the word chayla on somebody. I saw Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, the Yerushalayim Rav, would never say bad. He would say not good. Yud Sif Vav, Layodim Bas Choyk Umashalos, a person shouldn't be lighthearted, not too serious. El Samech, he should be happy. Kach Amr ben Asenazal, we learn Pekei Avos, Schoik v'Kals Rosh, over extensive levity, Magil Masad Adam Laverva, could bring to immorality. V'Kein Lo Yebal Nechavish Rechava Niva Lahoin, a person should not be always anxious to mass more gashmias. But he shouldn't walk around sad or not working. Elabal ayin toiva. A person should always have a good eye. A person should always have a good eye towards everybody else. Mamat basic. Do what he needs to do and then learn Torah. Ice with Torah. And even whatever you have, he should be satisfied. And therefore, whatever a person has, he should recognize matnas chinamhu. It's a gift from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And similarly, a person should always be makatoiv. He should always thank people for whatever they do for him. And moreover, of course, he should never be misham ro tachas toiva. If somebody does you a favor, recognize the favor and act that way, not the other way. And always remember what people have done on your behalf. Jealousy, having desire for what's not important, and being busy with honor, they cause us to leave the world, and therefore a person must be most careful. Kina includes that a person should not treat one child different than other children. A person should be careful not to act in a way that will cause other people to be jealous of him. I saw that there was once two people walking out of the bank, and one walked out with a bag full of money, and one walked out without anything in his hands. And everybody thought, wow, that person with the bag full of money must be the wealthy person, and the person walking out without anything must be the poor person. And they said, it's just the opposite. The person with the bag full of money just removed all the money that he had in the bank because he needed it. And the person that went out empty-handed was able to deposit a lot of money in the bank. We don't know what's going on, and we should think of that whenever we think about other people. Somebody who is jealous of somebody else's assets is over a loisese of deraisa of loisesava. So says the Shulchan Aruch HaShemishbet Simen Shunin Tes. If somebody acts on that jealousy and he sees somebody has something and he forces that person even to sell it, he'll pay for it, he's over the lav of loisachmai. Siv Zayin. Shema Yomer Adam. So a person may say, Hoiva Kinva Tava Kovid Kiyotz Behen. Derech Rahein, these are terrible ways to live. Mitzin, as Adam and Olam, they cause us such serious consequences. Efresh mehen b'yoyser. I will separate myself. V'schak l'tzad achron, and I'll go to the other direction. Ach lo yoyach basav lo yishto yayin, I won't eat meat, I won't drink wine. Lo yisish, I won't get married. Lo yeshem b'deronar, I won't have a nice apartment. Lo yibish mal b'shnor, I won't put on nice clothing. El yibish sakik k'dayim, I'll dress in a very unappealing manner. Gamzu derech rahi, that is unacceptable. V'osu hu leilach boy, it's forbidden to live life that way. Hamahalach b'derech zeh, somebody who lives that way, Nikra Chayt is considered as if he did an Aveira. So Iksib ben Nazir, the Torah, when it speaks about the Nazir who separates himself from wine, the Pasuk says, V'chipa Allah ma'ashachata al nefesh. V'amar Rabbeinu Senuzal, the Gemara Masech, the Tainus teaches us, Uma im Nazir, if we speak about the Nazir, that all he did was Shloi Pirishas Atzmai Elamin Ayayin, that he avoided drinking wine, Tzarech Kapara, that he needs to bring a carbon for a kapara, for what he did wrong. Certainly, Hamineis Atzim Mekoldover, somebody who separates himself from everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with, Alachs Kam V'Kama, how much so, more so is that wrong? Lefikach Tziv Rabbein Senuzal, Shaloi Yimana Odom, a person should not withhold, Elam and Advarim Shatara Solonu, only what the Torah says we have to be, stay away from. Something which is permissible, he shouldn't take upon himself not to eat or not to use. It's sufficient what the Torah says we shouldn't have. That you go and prohibit upon yourself things that the Torah says are permissible. A person shouldn't fast when he doesn't have to fast. Any these type of things. Don't be too much of a tzaddik. And don't be too sot. It will bring ignorance. Everything you do should be very thought out. What is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do? Kvak Sivches, Kvak Kusavnu, Mam Yehuda Ben Tema. We've already quoted what Yehuda Ben Tema teaches us. Havi Az Kenemer, Shlo Yisbaish B'mnei B'nei Odom HaMaligim Allah B'Avodah Baruch Shmoy. A person should not get embarrassed when he's doing the right thing and people are ridiculing him. Ava Mikom Mokoyim, Lo Yana Yisom Devri Azaz. Even if he's being ridiculed for doing the right thing, don't answer back sharply. That could cause that the person should become accustomed to speak that way. Once you get accustomed to speaking that way, then it becomes complicated and you're always going to speak that way. The Gemara, Masechta Bei, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, teaches us Shloisha Azahein, the three that are strong. Yisrael ba'umais, Klal Yisrael, Kelb b'chayiv, the dog, Tanagol ba'ofis, and the chicken. And the Mefarshim ask what we just learned, that the nemer, the leopard, represents strength. So why does the Gemara not mention Havi'oz k'nemer? So I saw that there are two types of azus. One is a type of person that whenever I perceive that somebody wants to do something bad to me, that I answer back. And there's another situation that even somebody who nobody says anything, I stand firm in what I believe is right. The Nemer only responds to when he is attacked. That's understandable. Have us Kenemer. If somebody's doing what's right and he's being attacked for it, he has a right to respond. Somebody, whoever has this midah of always fighting back, that always being controversial, that is unacceptable. Even for mitzvah, it's not worth getting into a battle. Kigoyin, l'spalafnei ateva, to beat about tefillah, or allow sotar to get an aliyah, k'metzinu v'lachem upon him. We find the lechem upon him was distributed every Shabbos. And afshi mitzvah lachlo, it's a mitzvah to eat from the lechem upon him. Shaninu, the Gemara Masech the Yuma teaches us, hatznum, the people who acted appropriately, moishchim yudeyim, would not take. Vagagorim, choit v'moichlon, the people who didn't act properly would grab. And I saw that the Kav HaChaim brings down, that somebody says, well, I want to be the Baal Tefillah, when I want to beat it about tefillah, because I have yard sight, I'm an oval. He says the biggest nachas that one could bring for a parent that he's saying that he's davening, he wants to about tefillah, is to walk away to let somebody else. And I saw that the Beis Halevi once said that Esav, his reaction to Yaakov was, he said, Yikrevu yemei aval avi v'hagas yachav achi. What did he say? What he meant to say was that I have to get an excuse how to kill my brother Yaakov. So what will be my excuse how to kill my brother Yaakov? We'll both be avelim for our father Yitzchak, and I'll get into a fight with him over the Amid, and I'll be able to use that as an excuse to kill. But that's the way Esa behaves. We are Vatronim, and we are ready to give up. We are ready to be Mavata. We're ready to give up even what we could argue below we deserve. Sif Yud. Teva Adam Lias Nimshav Masav. It's human nature to be pulled. Acharei v'chaver v'ach mekoymai, his friends, his neighbors. L'fikach tzarech adam l'schabel tzadikim. One should connect themselves to tzadikim. U'leishiv etzel chacham tamid, to be always in the company of tamid chachamim. K'dei shiyumim ma'asem, to learn from them. V'srachik min ha'rishoyim ha'holchim b'choshik, and distance himself from rishoyim who act the other way. K'dei shloyumim ma'asem, not to learn from their behavior. Omer shlama melech olav ha'shalom. Hoylech es chachamim. Somebody who spends time with chachamim, yechkam, will become wiser. V'royek silim, and somebody who spends time with foolish people, yirah, will not act, will become bad. V'ayme ashri ish, v'im dobi ir, sheminigeh roim, if you live in a city led by bad people, v'ein anosheh, holchem derech yishorah, and the people don't act as they ought to, yeyelch misham, move. Live in a place where your neighbors will be tzaddikim, and act in the appropriate way. And that's why it's important that everybody should live in a city where there are yeshivas and bate knesses and institutions of that do good, because that has such an influence on what and how we will be.